Pick up your book bags. Grab your notebooks. It's time to go on campus with Denton.
Give me my theme music.
Much better week here, Denton, than last week. Starts tonight. Tell us about Nebraska hosting Illinois.
Yeah, so this is the big one tonight. There's a couple ranked-on-ranked matchups that we will get to on Saturday as well. But this is the second week in a row we've had a ranked-on-ranked matchup. It's technically the second conference game in a row, although also technically last week was not a conference game between Kansas State and Arizona because it was scheduled before conference realignment had them in the same conference. However, you get Illinois, you get Nebraska. Nebraska, for me this year, Kevin, has been one of my favorite teams. I liked them, loved them, really, coming into the season. I had their over-under win total at 7.5. But this is going to be their first true test against Illinois. If there's one thing that Brett Bielema and his team has really focused on since he returned to coaching in the Big Ten with Illinois, they really love playing in the trenches. We love that too. He gave us Johnny Newton here in DC, right? So it's going to be really fun to see how Nebraska matches up against a team that's in their same weight class in the trenches. We saw what they did to Colorado a couple of weeks ago, but Colorado stinks on the offensive line. Illinois does not. Colorado stinks on the defensive line. Illinois does not. That's going to be the most fascinating aspect of this because we really haven't seen Dylan Raiola, who's been really good in the first three games as a true freshman, but we really haven't seen him get pushed to the brink the way that I think Illinois can push Nebraska to the brink tonight. So this should be a really, really fun one. Nebraska, big favorite, getting over a touchdown at 7.5. Total 42.5. Not expecting a lot of touchdowns tonight is the boys over in Las Vegas, but this should be a fun one.
Yeah, you'll have to wait for the smell test for this officially. I think Nebraska's better and maybe a lot better. The one game that Illinois had, which they won over Kansas a couple of Friday nights ago, they won 23-17. Kansas turned the ball over four times in that game. It was really a matter of Kansas self-destructing because Illinois could not run the football at all against Kansas. And I think I would argue that Nebraska's defense is better than Kansas's. Luke Altmyer wasn't super effective in that game. He had the kid number four, I forget his name, the receiver, who's pretty good for Illinois. But that was a weird game in which Illinois took advantage, really, of super short fields. I mean, they had a drive of 3 yards for three plays for minus. They had a pick six in that game too. They had a pick six in that game. They had turnovers. Kansas was going in a couple of times, turned it over. I think Nebraska tonight at home. We've seen what that crowd looks like in Lincoln. I think this is potentially a one-sided beatdown in this game. Wait for the smell test because it's a good chance Nebraska is going to be in it. But I think Nebraska is just flat out better. What do you think?
I think Nebraska is flat out better. This is also, I'm trying to find the exact date, but this is the first time in a long time that Nebraska has had a home game as a ranked team because they've been kind of the butt of, not the butt of the joke like a Vanderbilt or Kansas was, but they have not been good for such a long time and they haven't been ranked. This is the first time they've been ranked in 10 years. So this is the first time in at least a decade that they've had a game as a ranked team at home. I think the environment is going to be rocking. I don't know that Illinois, I certainly don't trust their quarterback enough to be able to play massive in an environment like that. And we know how they get down in Lincoln with their football team. So I think Nebraska is going to win very handily tonight against Illinois. But
has Oklahoma ever been an under, well, since, let's call it since Stoops got there, right, and totally resurrected the program, whatever year that was, have they been an underdog ever at home in Norman? They've been an underdog on the road. They've been an underdog in the Red River, you know, shootout against Texas. Have they ever been a dog at home since Stoops?
I don't believe so. I don't believe so.
Night.
They are tomorrow night. That is the primetime matchup. We get blessed with a good game this weekend after the games, at least on paper last weekend, were pretty brutal in the primetime window. But this is the game that a lot of people are excited about. It's not my favorite game of the weekend. I'll tell you that one in a second. But number 6 Tennessee going on the road to number 15 Oklahoma. As you mentioned, Oklahoma is nearly a touchdown underdog. to Tennessee. Tennessee got Nico Y. He is the NIL quarterback that rumored to get $8 million. I don't know that that's officially true, but he's getting paid, and he's getting paid well to be a quarterback at Tennessee. We've seen Tennessee look really good this year, but they've only played NC State. The other teams that Tennessee has taken on is Kent State, who they beat 71-0. They could have hung 150 on Kent State.
65 at halftime with 552 yards in the first half.
They could have hung.
Penn State's a 50-point favorite over Kent State, so clearly Kent State is as bad as it gets in Division I college football.
They are, but they're also swimming in Scrooge McDuck money, getting back-to-back beatdowns that they're going to get. And then Tennessee played Chattanooga week one. So their average margin of victory right now is massive. It's 69-3, 51-10 against NC State. That was a neutral site game, but it was in Charlotte. So neutral site-ish, if you will. And then they beat Kent State at home. So this is their first test on the road, which I think will be a lot of fun. And I'm expecting a raucous environment in Norman as well. They don't get viewed necessarily the same way that like a Nebraska does, or certainly like an LSU does, or a Clemson, or some of these other tough environments, but I do think it's going to be jumping at Memorial Stadium. This is going to be a fun one.
Yeah, you know, I think it's in part just because of the success. I kind of view Tuscaloosa in the same way. Like, Tuscaloosa to me is, I'm not going to say it's wine and cheese. Texas, Austin, I've been there for a game. It's wine and cheese crowd. It's not a raucous environment.
Right.
Michigan's not great. The Big House is massive, but the way the stadium's built, it just doesn't retain the sound.
It's built out, not up.
Exactly. LSU's ridiculous. It's the loudest. I think it's the loudest stadium I've ever been in. I've been to the Shoe. That's incredible at Ohio State. But I kind of view Oklahoma in the same way I view Alabama. They've had so much success. There's almost like this expectation. But this game may bring out that hunger. Like, they're an underdog. They're not supposed to win it. They're the lower-ranked team. I think a lot is kind of setting up for an interesting opportunity for Oklahoma. They've not been good offensively. That quarterback hasn't proven anything yet in the first few games. But defensively, Denton, they've been excellent. Really good.
They really have. And Oklahoma completely flips the script on how a lot of us view the SEC if they win. Because right now, Tennessee looks like they are the team that would push Georgia the most, them or Texas. But if they lose to Oklahoma, and Oklahoma looks really good in the process, I think a lot of people start looking at Oklahoma and saying, wait a second, we didn't think this team was going to be exceptional. But with a win like that, they could be one of the many SEC teams that get into the college football playoff.
I had one of my, and I'll talk more about this when we get to the smell test, because I'll just tell you, Oklahoma's going to be in it. But I had somebody text me yesterday to say, the biggest need on the board is Oklahoma, but really the biggest need on the board is for Tennessee not to win the game. Because apparently there's outrageous Tennessee money line action in this game. And I would imagine a lot of Tennessee teaser action as well. As you know, two teamers means all they got to do is win. Three teamers are getting points. Tennessee is a public darling right now. This is really a matchup: elite offense, elite explosive play offense against what appears to be an elite defense, although they haven't played anybody yet. And really, Tennessee hasn't either. If you're down on NC State, that NC State game, I think, proved NC State's not very good. I think, you know, they were ranked before the season started. That was a ranked matchup, right? Weren't both teams ranked in that one? I think they were. Can't wait for this one in Norman Saturday night. I think we're going to see a juiced-up building, like you said. All right, what else?
All right, so here's my favorite game of the weekend.
I know what it is. Utah-Oklahoma State.
It's Utah-Oklahoma State. This one is effectively a pick 'em. I mean, you can kind of look at different books, and you might get different numbers, but ESPN has it at 1. I'm scrolling through FanDuel right now, and FanDuel has it at just about the same. It's 1.5 in favor of Utah. This is going to be a hell of a game. Cam Rising right now is scheduled to play, which ups the ante for me a little bit in this one. I really love Oklahoma State. I really love Utah. You had Scott on earlier this week, and he made a really good point that Stanford Steed had made on their Saturday night podcast, that the Big 10 or the Big 12 is just wide. They're not like a deep conference. They're just wide because they have so many teams that can beat up on each other. This is going to be the first really showcase of that between two teams that have aspirations to be in that final dance where there's only 12 of them, and then potentially, you know, maybe square off again in the Big 12 championship for that deciding. So this could be a the first of two between these two teams. And you're getting it at 4 p.m., kind of a weird time. You know, traditionally we get like a 3:30 kick.
It is
kick,
a weird time.
But you're getting it at 4 p.m. It's the Fox game, so you're going to get Brock Huard and I think Jason Benetti. Love that booth. This is going to be a headbanger, I think. I think I'm leaning right now, Kevin, in the direction of Oklahoma State, but I'm excited. This is one that you got to have some popcorn around or some wings or something. Just sit down and enjoy it.
I really, you know, I wish we could just help them as fans with the television lineup, because USC Michigan should have been the noon kickoff at Fox, followed by Utah Oklahoma State, instead of going at 3:30 in that same window. I'm glad Tennessee Oklahoma is at night as really the standalone great game at night. I think Whittingham has been and still is one of the top five college coaches in the country. If it's Zach Wilson's brother, I think his name's Isaac, quarterbacking,
right,
I like Oklahoma State. If it's a healthy Cam Rising quarterbacking, I like Utah. This is a huge game for Utah because their schedule the rest of the way is undefeatable looking. You know, they play Arizona and Arizona State. They play a game against Iowa State, I think, at home. They got nobody else. I mean, they play Colorado on the road. They play TCU. Houston's, you know, proven to be a pretty feisty team. But this is the game. If Utah wins this game, they're more likely than not going to be a playoff team. And not only a playoff team, they're going to be a top four seed playoff team. I think that's the stakes for Utah. If they lose, they're not out of it, because I think they could still run the table. But Oklahoma State obviously would be very much in it. You know, and Oklahoma State has the same situation,
their schedule's pretty nice, too.
But they play K-State, and Utah doesn't.
Right. Oh, I will say for Utah, like, that final game of the year at UCF, we'll see what UCF is looking like by the time you get to late November, but they've looked pretty decent so far this year with a lot of explosive offense. They're 3-0.
Well, they would have at that point, though, even if you say they get to that game and somehow they got upset by UCF, they would have a chance the next week in the Big 12 title game.
Yes. To your point, if they do run the table and then lose in the Big 12 game, you'd probably get two Big 12 teams in there. Because I think an undefeated regular season Utah would be ranked highly enough to where they get in as an at-large, whether they win the Big 12 or not. And then so if you had like a rematch between Oklahoma State or whoever it ends up being on the other side, Kansas State, whoever, then you could argue that you get two Big 12 teams in, where I think a lot of us, at least at the beginning of the season, just kind of looking at the broad picture, we're like, this is at best a more likely than not a one-bid league, thinking that there's going to be multiple Big Ten teams and multiple SEC teams in.
I think right now I would say K-State, Oklahoma State, Utah are the three teams with a legit chance. I know the league's wide. I know that, you know, there's some discussion about some of the Arizona teams and BYU. That's a big game, by the way, Saturday night, late Saturday night, K-State at BYU. Man, you know, Cincinnati's loss to Pitt was such a bad loss.
It was not good.
Because they were totally in control. But I just think Whittingham's as good as it gets. I hope Cam Rising is healthy. I hope he can stay healthy and play the rest of the year in his ninth year in college football. And if you got that, this might be the first of two matchups with Oklahoma State. Looking forward to it. All right, what else?
All right, the final big one is USC and Michigan. I have to be honest, of the ranked games, this is my least favorite. I'm scratching my head a little bit that USC is only a 4-point favorite, but then considering the fact that they're on the road, I'm going to guess that this is a game that's going to be in your smell test. I hate Michigan. I don't think they're very good. They made a change at quarterback, so Davis Warren's on the bench. It's going to be Alex Orji that's playing. I don't think he's very good. Somehow they have two quarterbacks and no quarterback at the same time. This is one of the games where it'll be on, definitely, but I can't say that I'm looking forward to it the way that I am Tennessee and Oklahoma, Utah, Oklahoma State, and then even Illinois and Nebraska tonight.
I want to ask you about one team specifically. Do you think Indiana's good?
I need to see them play somebody better. They had that really nice win against UCLA, but UCLA can't play offense. And we know why.
UCLA is the worst offensive team in America of the Power Fours, right?
I'm saying that is a fact. It is a definitive fact. We know why it's a fact. You can blame, it's a new head coach, but we know who runs the offense there. Wasn't good here. Not good in the college level either. Bieniemy is not a great offensive coordinator. He's just not.
Indiana's interesting so far because I don't think there wasn't much expected. Maryland, by the way, tomorrow has Villanova at home. I'll just say this based on what I've read about Villanova. Be careful. Maryland's a 17.5-point favorite, but that's not, it's not necessarily a massive favorite in this kind of spot. And at Michigan State. Michigan State, by the way, has a very interesting game against Boston College this week, which will say a lot about Michigan State, I think. But Terps should beat Villanova, but I wouldn't be surprised if Villanova covers in this game. Villanova's 3-0 as well, but playing, a much different schedule. Youngstown State, Colgate, and Towson at their level. But they've been pretty good defensively, and there's some people that believe Villanova can compete with the Terps tomorrow at noon in College Park. Plenty of tickets available. Go to umterps.org. Or umterps.com as well. You can hear the game on your home for Maryland football right here, noon kickoff, with Johnny and Steve Suter, with the pregame starting, I think, at 11:30 or 11, Denton?
Let me double check. Yeah. I think it's 11:30.
Go Terps. All right, smell test next.